welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday. Horny, let me tell you. It is Twisted Up Thursday. It is June the 30th, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my whole team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen. It's a special music showcase that's going on today. Yes, indeed. Got some hot tunes by J.D. the Poet. Do you hear me? J.D. the Poet and The Last Element. Oh, my goodness, The Last Element. Throw it on me, baby. Now, listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. GumbaRum.com. Or GumbaRum.com. For all your rum libation needs, baby, visit GumbaRum.com. Yes, buddy. You can pick up Gumba Rum in different locations in Florida, Massachusetts. Listen, when you go on the website, GumbaRum.com, you'll be able to see all the locations where you can pick up from. And we also do ship. We have two different flavors, one that's infused with natural vanilla, that's Gumba Gold, and one infused with natural coconut, that is Gumba Silver. Now, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know Mama likes to entertain. Now, listen. Old Sammy is one of the artists that was on the show not too long ago, and he's so funny. I just love his song, Call Me Your Friend. Now, listen, Old Sammy says this. I'm bringing up Sammy for a reason. Now, Old Sammy says that, you know, when you on this show, when you're on the Fierce Female Network, get ready for a wild ride. Well, Old Sammy, honey, you sure told the truth, because I am all that. I am all of that, a wild ride, honey, and I just don't mean with playing the music, baby. Listen. Okay, now let's get down to business. Up first is J.D. the Poet. All right, let me give you a little backstory on J.D. the Poet. He's an up-and-coming singer, songwriter, musician. He does also electric pop artist based in the Sunshine State of Florida. Oh, honey, you in Florida, you can get some Gumba Rum. You really can. You can taste some Gumba Rum. You down in Florida, honey, there is a location near you. All right, now listen, let me tell you some more about J.D. the Poet. He's a passionate violinist. Oh, I love that. Oh, that just hit me in my soft spot. Oh, boy, I'm talking about my heart, y'all. Get your minds out the gutter. Okay, so he's a passionate vocalist, okay, who utilizes his raspy vocals like this. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. See, that's raspy. That's what you call raspy. Deep and meaningful lyricism to explore and evoke his own real struggles, successes, and experiences in each of his songs. I like that. I really like that. Also, J.D. fuses his own signature and sound ranging from a variety of influences, including that of Biggie Small. Yes, Biggie Small. Yes. All hail to Biggie Small. And J. Cole. Ooh, J. Cole. Ooh, baby. Yes. Order. J. Cole. So listen. And Bob Marley as well. Let's get on down with the get down. That's the music, baby. So listen. Up next is Contagious. Now listen, this single and this cut is called, y'all know I'm old school. Y'all know I'm old folks. When you hear me saying this cut. So, you know, old folks, we can't forget about old school. We say the cut, the single, the record. You know it's all the same, baby. So this one is called Contagious. I'm contagious. Did y'all know that? Yeah.
Say to wash your hands. That's all well and good. I'll do the best. believe this.
Conspiracy or just superstition, either way I got my suspicion.
They'll vaccinate the community, won't be your decision. If we ain't got no immunity, this is y'all blindly listening.
It's a virus.
Y'all know what? Y'all, of course, know it's very relatable. And he's talking about contagious. The world has gone contagious. Woo, Lord. You know, I don't know if my mind is ever going to get out of the mode of contagious, even though, you know, things is a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm on this thing now where I'm watching because prices and everything is so high. Food prices are really high. I find myself really not eating that much food because everything is so devilish high. I guess I'm going to lose about 20 or 30 pounds by next week, honey, because the way these prices is in these grocery stores and these markets, do y'all know what I'm having for dinner? A piece of lettuce and a piece of a hot dog. You know, who can survive on that? You know, I was looking this morning at the agricultural news. Now, listen, you know, to make matters worse, I got the nerve to try to keep up with the agricultural news because I want to see where these prices is going and where is it being driven to it and understand what's happening. You know what I mean? So, listen, y'all, this is the Orange Garden. They was talking about on the news that y'all know people is trying to still sneak into Russia and get things. I'm telling you, it's a hot mess going on. Not really. I know I'm sounding really funny, but is this the truth? I know I'm sounding like I'm really entertaining, but this is the truth. I like to get up early and watch the agricultural news. I dial back a little bit, let you know I'm serious. Now, look, I get up and watch the agriculture news because there is so much going on with the wheat. There is a lot that's going on with the wheat as well. You know, your grains and your wheat for your wheat bread. Now, listen, and the reason why the price is so high, and then they're talking about the fruit. It's just so much I can't even hardly squeeze it in one episode. The fruit, there's a problem with the fruit, the reason why the fruit is so high. They talking about the fruit will rot after 3 days. They can't hardly ship it to where it needs to get to because it's going to rot so fast, and then there is a drought that's going. I'm like, Lord, you know what? I think I'm going to solve the world issue with the food. I'm going to solve it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a local farmer's market. So anybody that needs some food, I'm just going to ship it to them. You know what I mean? So you ain't got to worry about nothing. Just pay the shipping because I'll ship the food to you for no charge. You just pay the shipping. How about that? Because, I mean, it is really crazy. It is so much information. And then they was talking about, you know, the stock market, of course, is going to be closed because of the holiday. And they was talking about how crazy. It's probably going to be on Tuesday. I'm like, Lord, today, Jesus, I need a Zantac. You know what I mean? So anyway, okay, the next song. Y'all know I'm being entertaining, but it's on the real. I'm giving information in a comical way, but it's really serious. It's really true. It is really true. It is really on the real. Thank God I ain't got nothing invested in stock. Well, I do got some invested in stock market, but sure ain't it. And wheat grains or nothing like that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's get to the next song. It's called Cut Loose by J.D. the Poet. J.D. the Poet, this is Cut Loose. Is up in this engineer booth twerking. I'm twerking to Cut Loose. I'm telling you, I am twerking. Hey, Cut. It's time to cut loose. That's what I do best, honey. I cut loose. Listen. If you need some help on relaxation and how to let your stress go, Mama can help you. Did y'all know I was a certified life coach? Yes, by Monique Carradine. Monique Carradine, she was a news anchor here in Chicago. I'm in the witness attack, just in case y'all didn't know. So Monique Carradine was a journalist and a news anchor here in Chicago. And she now does life coaching. She teaches individuals how to be millionaires. And I have my certification from her. I went to her program. It was really, really the bomb. And so it was just out of sight to work with her one-on-one. All right, now I got some more information for you. Now, when I was talking about that wheat, now listen, let me tell you something. Most of y'all know the wheat price is skyrocketing and high because of the war in Ukraine, okay? So now wheat, let me drop this on you real quick. I found the prices on the wheat. The bushel is like $10 and some cents, $10.59 per bushel. Honey, that is staggering high, $10.59 per bushel on the wheat. So listen, if y'all used to eating wheat bread, make your switch now. Go ahead and get your white bread. Get your white bread. You won't have no problem with white bread, okay? Matter of fact, do this. All you got to do, if you understand where there's a beach, this is what you do to emphasize it. If you can't stand looking at white bread, just get your white bread, go to the beach, and get the sand, baby. Put the sand on top of the white bread and pretend it's wheat bread, okay? And then you'll be all good. All right, now, so listen. I got some more music for you. The Last Element is coming down. Now, y'all know I'm entertained. Please don't put no sand on your bread and then get, you know, all them worms and stuff in your belly and you got to poop all that crap out. Don't do that. So listen, Last Element, I got some music for you from Last Element. They are really, really, really nice group. Last Element has reached plus 2.5 million streams on Spotify. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? 2.5 million streams on Spotify alone and plus 10 million across platforms. Now, y'all know that is a lot of streams. Plus 10 million. Woo, a baby, a darling. That is a lot. Listen, that's some good stuff right there. So, listen, that is a lot of great information and news to share. 10 plus, congratulations, because, honey, that is not easy to do. I am here to tell you. I understand how hard it is to get those streams, and everybody else understand how hard it is to get those type of streams. You know what I'm saying. Now, listen, I got some more music for you. Up next is Last Element. I got some music from them, but right now I have a word from my sponsor. This is Wise Mortgage. Wise Mortgage. Check this out. Not your will.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
All right, now it's very important to protect your mortgage. Mortgage protection is extremely important. You can get a free quote on the website. It's Wise Mortgage. Wise Mortgage. You can get a free quote on the website. Listen, I got to keep it rolling, keep it moving. Now, listen, while y'all on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Men Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Have some more information about Wise Mortgage in just a little bit. Right now, this is Wreckage by The Last Element.
Stop. Feeding all these demons. Mirror, mirror, psycho.
That is the Last Element record, record. Up next is Faith by Last Element.
Breathe in, breathe out. No matter, never thought something I can't be found. Yeah, I thought that I could turn this around. Turning this whole world upside down. Every day I put on the same day.
Faith, the Last Element, baby. Kind of reminds me of the movie The Fifth Element. But now listen, this group is the Last Element. I am telling you, hats off to them. You know what I'm saying? They have reached 2.5 million streams on Spotify. Do y'all know that ain't easy? And listen, they fully do it yourself. So you know what? That proves that it can be done. If you got the right material, the right sound, you sound a great polish, and people enjoy listening to your music, it can be done, my darlings. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. Got to get on up out of here. But first, before I go, y'all know what? It's time for a little Flaming Fierce Heart Mix. And this is a salute to JD and the Poet. You know, that song Contagious was really, really catchy. And I really think it would be nice to just mash it up, do a mashup for them, do a little mix, a little heart mix with Contagious, because they got a great banging sound. And that song had a great banging beat. How about that, y'all? Let's do a little bit of that for them. That is JD the Poet. And the song is Contagious. Let's do it.
Thank you. jack your body.
Jack your body.
It's been a stone cold blast. Guess what, y'all? But I get to come back and do it all over again later on this afternoon. And listen, on the rim, Steve Gum, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum, the founding and CEO of Gumba Rum, and he also is sponsoring this particular show. I do have some information he ain't told me yet, though. You know, he goes all over the place with his sip and his service. He got one going on this weekend. Now, he got to give me the address for everybody that's down in Boston, Massachusetts. So, listen, if he have an opportunity to get, I think he was drunk this morning. I really think Steve was drunk this morning. He texts me, and I'm like, what is he talking about? You know, and it was too early to be sipping on Gumba Rum. At least for me, it would have been too early to be sipping on Gumba Rum. I'm like, you know, I tell him to call me later on today, right? Now, we understand. He tells me to call him later on today. Uh-huh. And then after a while, about 10 a.m., my phone is ringing, and he's calling me, and he and I already said, I'll call you later on this evening. I'm like, is he drunk or something? What is going on? Anyway, it's a sip and serve that's going on. That's what's going on. So, listen, I'm going to get all the details, and just in case if you're in the surrounding area, if you are in Boston, Massachusetts, and you know if you're not too far, you can get a sip and a serve from Steve, you know, because he's got a thing going on. I don't never get in on all this great action. You know what I mean? I have to sip mine alone. I have to sip alone in this internet booth with Milo, and I can't give Milo and Gizmo no rum. They have to stir mine up and mix it up, but of course they can't drink because they my fat rabies. But listen, I got to get on up out of here in the famous words of Don Cornelius. Peace, love, and
so you motivated.